Sazed's throat and began to choke him. They fell backward, drawing the attention of the surrounding Khandra. Sazed's assailant, bearing bones of rock, weighed far more than Sazed, and was easily able to roll to the top, his hands still on Sazed's neck.
"Tensun?"
Milan asked, sounding terrified. "It's not him," Sazed thought. "It can't be."
"Keeper," his assailant said between clenched teeth. "Something is very wrong."
"You're telling me?"
Sazed tried to gasp for breath, reaching toward the pocket of his robe, struggling to grab the metal mined lock inside.
"I can barely keep myself from crushing your throat right now," the Khandra continued. "Something has control of me. It wants me to kill you."
"You're doing a pretty good job," Sazed thought.
"I'm sorry," Tensun said.
The firsts had gathered around them. Sazed was barely able to focus, panic controlling him as he fought a much stronger, much heavier foe. He grabbed hold of his impromptu steel mind, but only then realized that speed would do him little good when he was being held so tightly.
"It has come, then," whispered Haddock, leader of the firsts.
Sazed barely noticed as one of the other firsts began to shake. People were crying out, but the blood thumping in Sazed's ears kept him from hearing what they were saying. Haddock turned away from the gasping Sazed, and then, in a loud voice, yelled something.
"The resolution has come!"
Above him, Tensun jerked. Something within the Khandra seemed to be fighting. Tradition and a lifetime of training warred against the control of an outside force. Tensun released Sazed with one hand, but kept choking him with the other. Then, with his free hand, the Khandra reached toward his own shoulder. Sazed blacked out. The Khandra people always said they were of preservation, while the Kolos and Inquisitors were of ruin. Yet the Khandra bore hemallergic spikes just like the others. Was their claim, then, simple delusion? No, I think not. They were created by the Lord Ruler to be spies. When they said such things, most of us interpreted that as meaning he planned to use them as spies in his new government, because of their ability to imitate other people. Indeed, they were used for this purpose. But I see something much more grand in their existence. They were the Lord Ruler's double agents, planted with hemallergic spikes, yet trusted, taught, bound, to pull them free when Ruin tried to seize them. In Ruin's moment of triumph, when he'd always assumed the Khandra would be his on a whim, the vast majority of them immediately switched sides and left him unable to seize his prize. They were of preservation all along.
80. "The terrace men did a good job with this place, my lord," Demu said.
Elland nodded, walking through the quiet nighttime camp with hands clasped behind his back. He was glad he'd stopped to change into a fresh white uniform before leaving Fadrick's. As it was supposed to, the clothing attracted attention. The people seemed to take hope simply from seeing him. Their lives had been cast into chaos. They needed to know that their leader was aware of their situation.
"The camp is enormous, as you can see," Demu continued. "Several hundred thousand people now live here. Without the terracemen, I doubt that the refugees would have survived. As it is, they managed to keep sickness to a minimum, to organize crews to filter and bring fresh water to the camp, and to distribute food and blankets."
Demu hesitated, glancing at Elland.
"Food is running out, however," the general said quietly.
Apparently, when he'd discovered that Penrod was dead and that most of Luthadel's population was at the pits, he decided to keep his men there to help. They passed another campfire, and the people there rose. They watched Elland and his general with hope. At this campfire, Demu stopped as a young terrace woman approached and handed him and Elland some warm tea to drink. Her eyes lingered fondly on Demu, and he thanked her by name. The terrace people were affectionate toward Demu. They were thankful to him for bringing soldiers to help organize and police the mass of refugees. The people needed leadership and order in these times.
I shouldn't have left Luthadel, Ellen said quietly.
Damu didn't respond immediately. The two of them finished their tea, then continued on, walking with an honor guard of about 10 soldiers, all from Damu's group. The general had sent several messengers back to Elland. They had never arrived. Perhaps they hadn't been able to get around the lava field. Or perhaps they had run afoul of the very same army of Kolos Elland had passed on his way to Luthadel.
Those Kolos, Elland thought. The ones we drove away from Fadrix, plus more, are coming directly in this direction. There are even more people here than there were in Fadrix, and they don't have a city wall or many soldiers at all to protect them.
Have you been able to figure out what happened in Luthadel, Damu?
Elland asked quietly, pausing in a darkened area between campfires. It still felt so strange to be out with no mists to obscure the night. He could see so much further. Yet oddly, the night didn't seem as bright.
Penrod, my lord, Damu said softly. They say he went mad. He began finding traitors in the nobility, even within his own army. He divided the city, and it turned into another house war. Almost all of the soldiers killed one another, and the city half burned down. The majority of the people escaped, but they have very little by way of protection. A determined group of bandits could probably wreak havoc on this whole group.
Elland fell silent. House war, he thought with frustration. Ruin using our own tricks against us. That's the same method Kelsier used to seize the city.
My lord, Damu said tentatively.
Speak, Elland said.
You were right to send me and my men back, Damu said. The survivor is behind this, my lord. He wanted us here for some reason.
Elland frowned.
What makes you say that?
These people, Damu said. They fled Luthadel because of Kelsier. He appeared to a pair of soldiers, then a group of people in the city. They say he told them to be ready for disaster, and to lead the people out of the city. It's because of them that so many escaped. Those two soldiers and their friends had supplies prepared, and they had the presence of mind to come here.
Ellen's frown deepened, yet he had seen too much to reject even such a strange story.
Send for these men, he said.
Damu nodded, waving for a soldier.
Also, Ellen said, remembering that Damu and his men had been sick from the mists,